And then I just, I have this matrix, the translation operator, and I diagonalize it to find the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of it. And what does this mean? If I have an eigenvector of the translation operator, and it's some solution, and it's a linear combination of my psi 1 and psi 2. And if I translate it by one period, I get the same function back, but there's a number in front. Sometimes this the eigenvalue, this number in front, is a real number. And if it's a real number greater than 1, then what will happen is I translate it once and I get this real number, and I translate it a second time, I get that number squared, I translate it a third time, I get that number cubed. It's growing exponentially. So if the eigenvalue is a real number, I will get exponentially growing. If it's a real number greater than 1, I will get exponentially growing solutions. If it's a real number less than 1, I will get exponentially decaying solutions. And if it's a complex number, then what happens is that the solution, if it's a complex number and the absolute value of this complex number is 1, then you get a solution that where you just shift the phase as you move over, but the amplitude doesn't get bigger or smaller. So if you multiply by a complex number that's on the unit circle, so that it's e to the I, it's got a form like this. E to the I theta, where theta is some angle. If you multiply by any number like this, the amplitude of the solution doesn't change, but it just picks up a complex phase factor. And these are the solutions that correspond to waves that can go through the system. So a wave that's going along, and it can move right through, the light wave that can move right through the system, its amplitude doesn't get bigger or smaller as it goes through, but it gets shifted by a phase factor at every period. And the eigenvectors, you can write out, you just define two quantities, alpha and d, and this alpha turns out to be a real quantity, and d is the square root of alpha squared minus 4. So if alpha is less than 2, d is going to be complex. And when d is complex, you get these propagating solutions. Then the eigenvalue looks like this. And if alpha is greater than 2, then you get a real number here, and you get real solutions, and you get exponentially growing or decaying solutions with x. And the formula for alpha, unfortunately, is a little bit complicated. This is what it looks like down here. But it's always a real number. It depends on C1 and C2. It depends on the frequency that we're thinking about. And it depends on these factors A and B, which are the width of the layers. One of the layers is A, and the other layer is B. Okay.